This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
You're going to Cork next Friday. We're recording the podcast. Why are you going to Cork next Friday?
Just for a little trip.
Oh, you kept that quiet.
You're so interested in his life. It's
I
am. Mad.
Wait, I did know about this.
I'm interested in Callum's life because he used to have a very, like, he used to not go to Cork.
Callum used to be very boring. Is that what you're
saying? No, you weren't going to Cork.
No, and
which
I was.
Some might say.
I was out in a pub until nearly 1 a.m. last Saturday. Who am I?
I thought you were going to say last night. I was like, we would know about that.
Right. Yeah, what's on in Cork?
How do you get to Cork?
Train, I guess.
The train is grand if you're going to the city.
We're actually getting the bus.
That's a
bus. Why wouldn't you get the train?
The train's very expensive.
The train to Cork is like 130 quid.
What? Return.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Jesus Christ.
The bus is 40 quid return.
If you booked it in advance, like when you told me you were doing this trip, you would have got the train.
Is this one of those you have an L voucher from work?
Absolutely.
Riverlea? Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Riverlea Hotel?
I actually can't remember.
That's a nice
hotel. I'm not going to tell you because just in case anyone tries to follow me.
It's not FOTA anyway, isn't it?
It's not FOTA.
I stayed in the Riverlea when I was doing support for Alan Carr in Cork. And he gives
just a bit of a drop.
And
name
he gives
there.
Fake names, like when you like when he stays at hotels. And I was trying to like check in and say like who I was, and they were like, no. And we all had fake names. He gave me a fake name as well, and it was like Mrs. Laughter with like two F's. But lovely hotel.
Sorry, can we do that on Monday? I want to know all about the fake names.
Yeah, but I better not say too much, just because I want to be cool, and I hope like he'll have me again. But
you supported Alan Carr.
Yeah, it was deadly.
He
was
loves this show. Don't worry, he'll have you again.
He's listening all the time.
I've seen like Alan Carr like four times with my mom. My mom loves him.
Oh, he's so fucking good. And like when
you go to Bruno Mars later.
See you there.
In the park.
So am I. See you there.
Because his is probably the first stand-up I ever watched. What was the show? Tooth Fairy.
Yes.
And he had that bit about the free-range chickens. And he was like, what makes them free-range? They go out, see a show, have a drink. And but like, you know these like comedians who've been going years in the UK and they're going to sell tickets no matter what? Like they don't really have to try. His show is still fucking incredible.
Yeah.
I was howling laughing and I saw it about five times.
He seems like one of the good guys.
Oh my God, he's deadly.
I loved the chat show, Chatty Man.
It was
so different.
Do you want a drink?
Yeah, he had the glow bar stool and they always took like
this. My favourite interview he ever was with N Dubs. And they performed on the show. Like I'm aging Jaleesa myself now, but it was so good.
Before we wrap up, will you please do the impression of him talking to the girls going to the Bruno Mars on the bike one more time, please? It's my favourite thing.
You got me to Bruno Mars later. So am I. See you there.
1038. Dave and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! It's Friday!
Hey! Yeah. Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome to the weekend. Thank God for that.
Oh man, that was a long one.
I thought it really did drag. Mm-hmm. Really did drag.
It did.
There's something that's wrong with my body that I don't think I can get fixed.
Oh, here we go.
Sugar, what now?
Is it your face?
Who has... What did you say?
Is it your face?
A real problem with my face. Does anyone have the bars behind their tooth?
Yes.
I just
got them recently on the bottom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And do they feel really weird?
No, I love them now.
Do you? Yeah.
I love scratching my tongue off them.
No, I don't have it. They're mad though. They stay there forever, don't they?
Yeah, that's the thing. So I only recently got mine redone, like maybe a couple, 6 months ago or something like that. I think the glue is hard. Obviously, the glue is hardened, but now it's not sticky anymore. So the glue no longer sticks to the back of my front upper tooth.
Right, it hangs out.
It's just not that it hangs out. It's just if I kind of grind my tooth, I can feel it moving. Do you know what I mean?
That's no good.
It's really weird. So it's not actually keeping anything together.
Well, it's completely fixable. You just go back to the dentist.
I know, but that's the thing. I don't think it is, because I remember when I had it originally, when I wanted to get it redone, I rang up like every dentist and they were like, oh yeah, no, we don't do that. No one does that really.
What?
Like that whole like melting of the glue, taking off the bar and then putting on a new bar. No one does that.
But Dave, they do, I promise.
I rang so many people and none of them were like, I think they probably do it for their own patients. Right. When they, after they're
if
just
Dave,
after getting their dent.
Did you ring where you got your wisdom tooth out?
No, I didn't.
I'd say they do it for you.
You think they do
it,
truly?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
I say they'd whack that on.
But it now feels like I have two front teeth.
I get you.
But
you
do. Behind each other.
Oh, right. Okay,
so,
because
if I put my finger up, I can feel on one side the glue and the other side the tooth.
What a
do you know what's a mad thing? So I had a bar from when I was like 16, I think, behind my front four teeth.
Yeah.
And then they actually kind of like use some machine to kind of, I don't know, burn it off or whatever. Yeah. But now, like, there's tiny remnants of it. Like, I don't think I'll ever feel the back of my teeth again properly with my tongue. But it's gone. I don't know how to explain it, but there's something there.
It's a weird feeling. Yeah. Do you know when you get the bar off? And then you do, and you can feel the back of your teeth. It's off.
I'm like, they're going to fall out without this bar.
Together.
It's
disgusting.
How are they going to
is your number one hit music station. Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Guys, the world's gone mad. We know that anyway from everything that's going on. But when it comes to ticket prices for gigs, I feel like it's just after hitting new heights.
Oh, stop.
Heights that we've never seen before. And obviously, it was very much in the news and talked about with the Oasis reunion tour and people paying, I think, what was I, 30,000 and something in the queue at the time. And then when I finally got through, tickets were like over 1,000. And I was like, I'm bowing out, not a hope. And I would never, I honestly don't think, I'm trying to think, who do I love so much as an artist and I'd be sickened to miss out on a ticket? Probably Kendrick Lamar. Still, I've not given you more than 100 quid. Like,
no.
Sorry.
100 quid already is way too much.
But like, and that's somehow become the standard.
I think they're missing a trick. Like, sell a ticket for like a tenner and like have a TV screen outside the gig. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just let people watch. Do you know what I mean? And
so true.
Have it on a screen. And I just think that'd be your main thing. And then people would do that and you'd still make loads of money.
And sometimes I wonder as well, like, as the band or the artist or whatever on stage, do you want to be looking around going, everyone here is filthy rich?
Yeah, kind of like, takes away.
Where are the real fans? You know, where are normal people who just love your music and love what you do? Anyway, this has come to my attention because it's all over my Twitter feed and I was reading up on this last night and I was like, this is out of control. The Ariana Grande Eternal Sunshine tour was announced last week.
Oh, yeah.
And pre-sale. Again, pre-sale is such a con as well.
Yeah.
What do you mean pre-sale? Just let it go on sale and let whoever get it. By the time that this tour went to general sale, there was nothing left.
Really?
I know, it's shocking.
It was gone. Now, she's only, at the moment, has only announced 6 US dates, so naturally demand was high.
Yeah.
These stadiums are probably capacity 40, 50,000. Add another 100,000 to the queue. You kind of know when to jump in. It's not going to work out for you. Pre-sale sold out within minutes. Nearly 1 million simultaneously logged on to Ticketmaster to try and get to see her, okay?
In America?
In America, right. Now, she is going to announce Europe, I think, in the next few days, but at the moment it is just
She's doing London, I know that, but like, I don't think she's anything else added.
That's the thing, though. It is expected that she'll push that out across Europe. But yeah, tickets on resale sites were like 400 to 1,000. And I know it's almost like you're getting so normalised to ticket outing, but you're like, could be a lot worse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're
like,
you know
what I mean? Like, again, I don't know what parent of a teenager who loves Ariana Grande or what teenager or what 20 something has €1,000 to spend on 2 hours of the life at a gig, but
I
know,
ridiculous.
I don't know what that is. But my point is, you'd imagine it could be worse. Last night online, I saw a nosebleed seat for one of the stadiums. Resale was 1.1 mil.
What?
What?
1.1
Oh, well, that's
million.
Ridiculous. Like, that's just like.
That's a joke.
No, but like,
no,
that is a joke.
Buying
like,
that.
No one's buying that. Yeah. Like,
That's been made.
That's
like,
been up to make headlines.
Yeah, that's been made illegal in Ireland, hasn't it? Like, touting tickets we can only sell them at, like, the original.
But why does the dynamic pricing and all that? What was
that? Well, that's like in what they're originally sold at and like demand and whatever. Like, that is a load of crap.
I think it's
dynamic pricing. But if someone resells their ticket, they can't sell it for more. They can sell it for less.
It's intentionally confusing though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Ticketmaster won't let you put in a higher amount. But it is like, it is
mad.
But
then how come like my mates bought Oasis tickets last minute and they paid 600 quid?
Because that's probably what the original person paid. Yeah. Because with that dynamic pricing, when it started getting so competitive, they started driving up the
prices.
That's
ridiculous.
I think they're the first people who did that. I think the Oasis gig was the first
time. Because apparently
Ariana
Grande has bowed out of dynamic pricing.
But the, yeah, the, well, yeah, the rules in the States to, like, are just absolutely insane. Because yeah, like, you see Super Bowl tickets go on sale. Like the,
$6,000 or
something. Yeah, American football is meant to be like the working man's game in America. Yeah. And then the big final tickets are, like what Dave said, $6,000.
Mad.
It's actually a joke.
Who is there? Like, yeah.
Americans do have that money, though, as well, at the same time.
Do they?
But a lot don't.
A lot don't, of course. But I mean,
there's no in between in America. Sorry, we are news talk now. Yeah. Like, you're either minted or like you do not have.
Yeah, yeah, fair.
You know,
yeah, you can see the fans begging Ariana's team. They're tagging her team on Instagram, saying, "Please listen, resellers and bots are ruining the tour and keeping real fans from going."
It's going to ruin the tour.
Over half the tickets are already being resold for up to $1 million. This is just unacceptable.
Well, like, what? That's fake. That is just fake.
I've
money.
Seen it. I know.
And but it's like,
I keep going back to watch this ticket to see is it going to sell or what's going to happen with this over a million seat. Like, it's like back at the E3 Arena by the wall.
Like, who's like, all right, I better pop a million into my Revolut now and upload that to, like, that's
for
just
an Ariana Grande
and then it's like
concert.
£7 for a booking fee now.
You're like, ah, heck
it. Some of the other biggest, I suppose, most expensive tickets in the world in the past, I've found this morning. Led Zeppelin did a one night only reunion tour, so it was obviously very much in demand. One night only, one gig. Some tickets resold for over $14,000. The Eras tour, some of them were going over $5,000. Obviously, that's for Taylor Swift. And the Renaissance things,
you probably got to be inside her boot or something.
The Renaissance World Tour for Beyonce. Some of the prime spots and VIP experiences going for over $3,000. I don't know who has that kind of money. No, but I just know if crazy. I was that person, like I said, and I'll say it again, I don't want to look out at just loads of random rich people. It's like, where are my fans?
Yeah, yeah.
Who have posters on me on their wall. And
exactly.
Like,
you're a man of the people.
I am a
man of the people.
I'm a woman of the
Michael
people.
Michael Collins over here.
Fringe.
Hate myself for that, actually.
Here's it spins fully charged, recharged.
Hello. What's up? Good morning. I did two things yesterday that I don't do nearly enough. I probably do them both like once a quarter.
Oh, hold on, hold on. Let's guess.
Go on.
Smile. Tell a joke. Say something funny.
No, I didn't tell any jokes. I was actually on stage last night. Not a joke was shared because people don't deserve it. No,
the world is too serious.
It's not a laughing matter, Dave. No, I went to the gym and I got my car cleaned.
Oh,
and I
good.
Only ever go to the gym because you can get your car cleaned there.
What?
Like, it's in Ashleaf Shopping Centre in Crumlin. And
big ups
like,
to Ashleaf.
Big up, always in my thoughts. And there's like a car valet there and there's also Flyfit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what else am I going to do for an hour around there?
That's fantastic.
Go to the gym.
The only reason I go to the gym is because I can get my car cleaned.
Genuinely,
there.
Genuinely. The last time I went there was about 6 months ago, the last time I got the car done. And I was like, okay, right.
Can I offer a potential solution?
Yeah,
if you actually just hoovered out the car yourself, it's like a workout.
It's a workout.
You wouldn't have
itself.
To go to the gym.
Yeah. That is smart, but the outside of it as well is a okay. bit like from Electric Picnic and all. Mm. And I was busy yesterday because I had Cherry Comedy Thursday nights at Whelan's cherrycomedy.ie, tickets available there. I had to do a full body shower. I had to put fake tan on for the weekend, even though I'm going down to West Cork with my mom and my sister, so it's not like I'm going to be
shaking
my ass. You might pull, but you know, yeah, you never know what's going to happen. So it was busy, so I needed to delegate the car washing task. And as soon as I'm in the gym, I'm like, oh, everything about this I hate. I did the Stairmaster and I was like, just get
that's
through.
A nasty thing to do to yourself on your first time in the gym in a quarter.
I know, but what are you going to do? There's a treadmill. It's
worse. Just walk it off.
And then I was like, right, do this for 20 minutes and then you can just go down and do some weights. Just get through this and you go
the longest
down.
I've ever been in the Stairmaster is about 3.5 minutes. And I'm okay. Like, this is actually horrendous.
I mean, I was probably going pretty slow, like, to be fair. But
that's worse.
And then, I slayed. Mm. And then I walked out. And it's really far away to get to like where all the free weights are. You have to walk past like all the big scary people. And I get down there and they're doing a class, so I can't. So then I have to like walk back up, like, so with my head held low. And then I had to go on the cross trainer and wait for that class to be finished.
What's
and then
the cross
I did,
trainer?
You know, this thing.
Oh, nothing God, yeah.
Where you hold on to the things for your hands and your feet are going at the same time. Then
you kind of,
they have
kind
them
of
in playgrounds, like.
Exactly. You know what I mean? It's exactly like
they
that.
They have them on the boardwalk around Clontarf. Like, you could just go there.
I know. I honestly should. When I see people do that, I'm like, work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
Like, they're really
and
doing
they're
the
free.
Thing. Yeah, they are free. And you know what else is free? I saw this thing. It came across my desk. Apparently, people are running in the forest on all fours for fitness because it can give you a six pack. And it's more apparently effective workout if you run like an animal. There's this TikToker called Soleil.
Please don't tell me you did this in the gym, Fiona.
No, but I'm thinking about it for next time because it ticks two options.
Next time she sits, gets her car washed.
No, guys, I wouldn't need a car because my mode of transport would be running on all fours. Catch me going down the M50.
Okay.
I'd be booting it along.
Galloping.
Yeah. There's this woman and she wears a cat mask for reasons I don't know. Maybe it's so she feels more animalistic. And she says, it's definitely a full body workout. I've actually lost a lot of weight since doing it. I see a lot of definition and I've started getting a six pack.
That sounds like a horrendous way to move around though.
It
so
does,
painful.
Oh, God,
I know,
man.
But I watched a few of her videos and it looks like she's having fun.
Okay, good.
And she's touching grass with all limbs.
Just try and get from that door to the other. And
I was
going to
say, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I mean, like, I do like a plank in the gym and it's one of the worst things ever.
No, this is so embarrassing.
Okay, she's going across the floor. Her ass is in the air.
Oh my God, she looks like...
She looks like
that thing from like the movie that came, the girl that came out of the screen.
The ring.
Oh, terrifying.
Chucking the car and cancelling the gym.
And is the car smelling lovely and new?
Oh, it's stunning.
Beautiful.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. This is something that we've done a couple of times in recent weeks. So you know we play the girly quiz on a Thursday where we test Dave on feminine things and all things womanly. But we thought, myself and Dave, we are a pair of people who spend a lot of time online and not necessarily in a positive way.
No.
Just on a downward spiral.
Our screen time is absolutely ridiculous.
Screen time is problematic. Screen time is closer to my age than it is to anything else. Hmm. And Emma Nolan uses her phone in a more wholesome way play crosswords, look at pictures of her family.
And touch grass.
She loves to touch grass. So as a result, she doesn't get some of the references that we might share here in studio. So we thought, why not do a version of the girly quiz that's a bit like, I mean, the name needs workshopping at the moment. But
yeah, and
now,
the theme song, we're going to be working on it.
We're working on it all.
Behind the scenes, we're very busy.
Oh, we are. We're beavering away.
It's a
STEM quiz of sorts. It's a bit of a, for now, the working name is What Does Emma Know Nolan? So welcome on in. Now that I've said it, I think we're going to stick with that. So on today's game of What Does Emma Know Nolan, we are going to be asking Emma Nolan three questions that span the history of the internet. They don't go far
viral moments.
Too far back this year, but yeah, viral
well-known pop culture moments.
That I likely won't know.
That you probably won't know. Different kind of maybe stims or different maybe references to anything online, any TV show, things like that.
Yeah. Cool. So you've no help.
Cool.
Because you've made your own bed. You can lie in it now. So
let's
you
do have a 50-50. Yeah.
You have a Simplify. Yeah,
you have a Simplify.
Okay. One Simplify. Come on, I need to have a bit of street cred here at Spin.
All right, Emma. Okay. Question one.
These are all questions you should know, by the way.
Okay.
In 2021, an image of Bernie Sanders looking disgruntled at the US presidential inauguration went viral. Name one item of clothing he was wearing.
Slippers.
You're going with that straight away?
Or a dressing gown or a scarf.
You would have seen this now.
I know, yeah. He looked really sad about the state of the world and he was a great meme and a good lad, I believe.
Yeah. All right, yeah, pretty good lad.
A hat. Okay, no, he was looking really miserable. Was he kind of in... I'm trying to see it and I can kind of see him hunched over in the chair and I'm just trying to imagine what he was wearing.
There was one piece of clothing that kind of made it go viral.
Yeah. I'm going to go for a beanie hat.
A beanie hat.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Oh, Fiona looks disgusted with me.
Oh, Emma.
No.
Unfortunately not.
Oh.
He was not. The bald head was out in full force.
It was.
You were on to something with the knitwear. He absolutely did have on a pair of mittens.
Mittens!
And we also would have accepted a COVID mask and had a push a parka coat.
This is the Bernie Sanders image that we're thinking
look
of.
Look at him in his big coat.
Yeah, he was very cold at the inauguration. He's got mittens, the big coat and the mask over.
Wouldn't it make sense for him to have a little beanie hat on? I know he doesn't.
Yeah,
but he wears the bald well. He's happy with it.
All right, not off to a great start. But
we'll get 2 out of 3 here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could get 2 out of 3, which would be great.
You've got your Simplify.
We're going to play a clip, Emma.
Yeah.
In the clip and after the clip, we want you to tell us, what did two girls do to warrant this reaction from their mother?
Well, it was one of yes. Disgusting! Well, it was one of yes.
That is the mother shouting at two of her children.
Mm.
What did the girls do to warrant that reaction from their mother?
I can safely say that this video is unfamiliar to me, and I don't.
What?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Now, this is the beauty of
this
the
is why
does Emma
we do.
Know Nolan.
This is why we do the quiz.
And your world is going to be
have
blown.
You, have
was
you never
this a TikTok sensation?
No,
it was
no,
one of the most
YouTube.
Viral videos of all time, and. The kind of crux of it is disgusting.
Disgusting.
Have you never heard people say that?
No.
Disgusting. Wow. Or, well, it was beep.
Me and Fiona and Callum would say disgusting all the time, and we'd always specifically put a Scottish accent on it.
Okay, I've never copped that.
So would you like to simplify?
I would very much like to simplify this, please, because I don't think I know this video.
All right, in that clip, what did two girls do to warrant this reaction from their mother?
Well, it was one of yes. Disgusting!
I hope they didn't, like, poo everywhere or anything.
Is it A, leave old, mouldy food in their school bags, or B, not flush the toilet after themselves?
Both are very possible, aren't they? Mm. Two girls, that's their mother. Video, I don't know if the girls would have shared it if it was something to do with leaving something in the toilet, so I'm going to lock in the first option, which was leaving mouldy food in their school bags.
A, leave old mouldy food in their school bags.
Fiona's given me way too many reactions.
Is incorrect.
What?
Emma, are you?
I can't believe you don't know this video.
You said poo. And then you still go for the school bag.
Which one of you doesn't know how to flush a toilet after they've taken a... It was one of yous. Disgusting.
On my life, I've never seen this
that
video.
That is unbelievable.
Like you're
gonna
see it.
Never, ever seen that video.
All right,
video.
Can we get a full 3 for 3 wrong?
Oh, my God. No, I think you will get this one, to be fair.
I thought you were going to say, no, you will get this one wrong.
I think you're going to get it right. It's actually kind of easy. In 2022, which colour M&M was rebranded to be less sexy after having her high-heeled boots and, quotes, seductive nature taken away?
What? start again, please.
I said what I said.
There's a certain M&M colour.
As in the sweet.
You know there's the characters of the M&Ms that are in the ads.
Yeah.
And there was a big hullabaloo about this.
She was getting into bed with someone.
One of them was too sexy.
One of them was too sexy, and there was loads of commenters in America who were saying they're making M&Ms woke now. And one M&M had her high-heeled boots and her seductive nature taken away. Which colour M&M was that of the characters?
You're assuming gender on the M&M there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to lock in... I don't remember this debate. I wasn't aware of the discussion about this.
Yeah.
But I am going to lock in that this was the red M&M.
The red M&M, famously a man.
What? The red M&M is a guy?
The colour of passion.
I'm trying to see the ads because you should always be jumping on the couch with them. Is the red M&M not the one always trying to get into bed with the husband?
The red and the yellow are the lads.
Are the boys?
Yeah. Come on, Emma. Give us something.
So then, so you're saying it's female, so it obviously isn't the red. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Well, that's our clue to you.
Okay, then, the green. The green M&M.
Okay.
The green M&M.
We have to give it to her, even though she should have been wrong.
Come on, Emma.
Yeah, 1 out of 3.
M&M.
The green was too sexy.
She was too damn sexy. Okay. Stupid sexy Eminem.
I'd like to know if anybody else hasn't seen the disgusting video.
Yeah, please let us know if you haven't seen that.
Or am I alone in a cave? Am I in the Stone Age? This is Spin Morning. Where's the MC? Show me love and spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hello.
Hey, what's going on? All right, had a really interesting morning. We've just played the What Does Emma Know Nolan quiz. And it's where
and
we ask her.
She knows nothing.
She knows nothing. It's where we ask Emma, our Emma, just kind of things from pop culture. We have some feedback.
Yes, the feedback is in. First of all, question three, which was in 2022, which colour M&M was rebranded to be less sexy? We got a message in from Christian. Good morning, Christian. Oh, M&M's. I thought that you were talking about M&M, the rapper.
So did I for a minute.
Oh.
So maybe we need a clarification.
We specifically
said
sweet.
So which of his personalities, like Slim Shady, yeah. Marshall Mathers?
Slim Shady. He's way too sexy.
So true. I've always said that.
And then secondly, question number two. In this clip...
Well, it was one, yes. Disgusting!
What did the two girls do to warrant the reaction from their mother? Now we found out that the answer to the question was not flush the toilet.
Yeah.
It's a video that I know very well and Dave and Fiona know very well as well.
Like I said, I safely can say on my heart, I've never seen that
I can't
video
believe
in my
you've
life.
Never seen it.
The video, really the video is like 10 years old. 12 years old. It's on YouTube 12 years ago. But I mean, you threw it out there to ask, does anyone else know this video or are you alone? And I actually fear for the three of us because nobody knows.
What?
Nobody has seen this video. I have to say good morning to a couple of people. Neither me nor my daughter, who's 13 years old, has seen it, Emma, so don't mind them. From Caroline, I've never seen the disgusting mean and I've never heard anyone do the Scottish accent. Disgusting.
Interesting.
Honestly, never, ever. Emma, you're not alone. This is from Trish. I don't have time in my life for these kind of videos.
Don't give us that, Trish.
Maria, I'm with Emma. Haven't seen the disgusting. Don't mind them.
Wow.
We're okay. The losers.
Oh my God. No, I'm fully aware.
Oh yeah, like that's what this quiz is going to highlight all the time. Like we are saps.
But Emma was buzzing about this because I remember when we first started doing this quiz, Emma was like, but Emma was like, oh, I think there will be people out there who don't know it. And I was like, nah, there's no chance.
I
you
love
found
it.
Your people,
We're
Emma.
We're finding a whole new community.
Yeah. Chloe Murray has just messaged, I've seen it. Woo! Yeah! What a
with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
Guys, we're all here to learn, okay? And I've just watched the video in full and it's funny. And if you want to see it as well, just message us the video, a video and we'll send it back to
now
you.
Now everyone is messaging saying, I have seen it.
Yeah,
I have
seen it.
Aoife, Killian, I referenced
thousands.
The disgusting. Sarah Grace, I've seen the disgusting. It. No, stop, it's the most well-known video.
Yes, exactly! It's the most viral video of all time.
Disgusting meme is iconic.
Is it disgusting?
Okay, if you're on Team E and don't know it, just message us video. We'll send it over to you and we're all then going to be classified.
It was one of yes. Cool.
Disgusting.
It's coming up on 8. Alex, what's the story?
Morning, guys.
103.8. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Big. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, what's the crack?
Hey, how are we?
I found myself somewhere yesterday that I never thought I'd be in my lifetime, and this was a dentist's lab.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Dentist's lab.
A lab. So basically, I was out where I got my Invisalign done. I was doing a little video with the dentists, and anyway, as a result, I got a full tour of what's going on. And obviously, like, it's just so interesting no matter where you go. Like, it's like if you're in a restaurant and you get to go and see the kitchen, you're like, it's like a whole new world, you know?
Your unemployed friend on a Tuesday. In the dentist lab. Hey, guys, have you ever been to a dentist lab?
But, like, obviously, I've been to that dentist for, like, a year and a half now. And you go to the waiting room and you go to the surgeries, but you're never outside of that area. The place is bleeding huge. But
it's awful clean, is it?
Very clean. But I think I found a dream job. Maybe in my next life, this would be for me. So, for example, if someone's getting a whole new set of teeth, mm-hmm. right? They are in this machine and they come out and from there, obviously, they're going to be drilled into someone's mouth. But before they get to that part, some guy is sitting there with a magnifying glass and a tiny little minuscule paintbrush.
Stop.
Making them look slightly more natural.
No.
So it's adding so a little bit of staining, changing the colour of the gum, right? All this
that's so weird.
Intricate detail. And the guy is literally there showing me someone that's going to be in someone's mouth and his job, and he could take an hour or two a day adding the tiny finer details to these teeth to make them look like they're natural, right?
Yeah.
That's very clever.
It's the most beautiful looking job. So chilled out. The guy was in there listening to his tunes, sitting there under a magnifying glass painting someone's teeth. I was like,
this person smokes too much. This person drinks too much.
This person's had way too much Coke Zero. Yeah. This one actually isn't even on the zero. They're taking a load of sugar in. This person wants, you know, a really white smile. I don't know. It's just so interesting. They have a brief to follow of what the person's looking for. And they just add the little bits of decay.
That is mad.
Isn't that incredible?
It's good though, because like some people come back from Turkey looking like they've got one giant tooth.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
As
opposed to like a row of them. So it's kind of good to...
I'd say it's so chilled. You're like, right, who's next? Okay, this is for Catherine, 56. She's looking for this. Thank you very much. I'll do that now with my minuscule paintbrush. Beautiful.
Unbelievable. What a job.
A beautiful way to make money.
It's kind of the same vibe as like buying ripped jeans. Do you know what I mean? Like,
so true. There's just someone with a microscope just very like gently like
cutting jeans.
Yeah, exactly.
Exact same.
It's my favourite part of the week. This is where I get to rank from 5 to 1 some of my favourite niche things in the past. I've done things like lines from the movie Titanic or transition sounds between Hannah Montana scenes or 2.5 Men scenes and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I've got a bit of a different one for you this week. We're going back to the noughties to talk about a woman who is fantastic. I love her. You may know her as Lizzie McGuire in Lizzie McGuire. You may know her as Olivia Burke in Gossip Girl. You may know her as Lorraine Baker in Cheaper by the Dozen. You may know her as Natalie Connors in Agent Cody Banks. You may know her from many, many parts.
Yes.
But did you know she also acts and sings? I welcome you to Dave Rank's Songs from Hilary Duff.
Yay! Big news for her this week, eh?
Yes, big news is that she's back in like the music scene. She wants to start releasing music again. So I was like, right, well, do you know what? I'm going to bring to her old stuff, the best of her old stuff, and put up to her, you need to be better than this.
Yes.
Because going back to the past, my God,
I've found
some bangers.
She has signed some massive record deal and there's new music coming from Hilary Duff. Exciting times.
Yeah, huge news for her. So we start off Dave Rank's Hilary Duff songs. In number 5, you may know it from a TV show that was huge back in the Celtic Tiger days, back in the boom. I think it was on TG Cahir.
It was
a show called Sweet 16.
Oh, wait.
Remember that TV show?
Yes, I thought you were talking about Lizzie McGuire, so I came too soon.
I think that was also on TG.
Yeah, it was, definitely. Yeah. Sweet 16 was so good. And do you remember they did the Irish version? One episode. And it was like, at everyone's Sweet 16 in America, they get a car. And then like the Sweet 16 in Ireland got a car, but it's like, you can't drive here until you're 17. Yeah. So it was like, okay, slay.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, it was so good.
I remember the fella who got Rihanna to perform at the 16th party.
Oh my God.
And what a crazy show.
So good.
Crazy show. So that was in 5th place, Sweet 16 by Hilary Duff.
Oh,
we move on to 4th place. This is going to cause some arguments.
Oh no.
In 4th place, Dave ranks Hilary Duff songs. It's this.
Hey now, hey, this is what dreams are made of. Hey, hey now, hey now, this is what dreams are made of.
What's it doing in 4th place, Dave?
From the Lizzie McGuire movie where she sings on stage with Isabella. After Paolo is seen to be not really singing, she sings This Is What Dreams Are Made Of. I put it in 4th place.
Oh, come on.
Reason being, when I listened to the others, for 2 reasons. When I listened to the other songs that she has, I was like, yeah, they're just better.
Okay.
And secondly, I don't even think that's really her singing.
100%
I think it's Isabella.
Isabella, I think, is her.
It sounds different in the song. Honestly, go back and listen to the song. It doesn't sound like Hilary Duff.
I can think of max 2 that are better than that song, and I'm nervous.
Interesting. All right, we move into the top 3 for Dave Rank's Hilary Duff songs. I remember listening to a lot of Hilary Duff songs when that Lizzie McGuire movie came out. I was kind of obsessed with her at the time.
I think we all loved her so much.
Is So Yesterday.
My God.
Too good.
Low-waisted jeans core.
Yeah.
Fedora core.
Yeah. All sorry, right. I'm sorry.
You like that one? Wait till you hear the top two.
Banger.
It is an absolute
banger. Did that even go to number one? Because it should have.
It should have.
Yeah.
But it's not even number one on Dave Ranks Hilary Duff songs. We move into the top two. Something that we hope that you are right now. And if not, you should be. This is Wake Up.
Okay.
I actually forgot about this.
London, Paris, maybe Tokyo. That's terrible, but brilliant.
It's so naughties, isn't it?
It's so bad. Do you know what's funny? I genuinely didn't think I'd remember the words. Like, it's mad.
It's crazy how it comes back to you. But, like, that was kind of the thing in the naughties. Just, like, just sing a load of cities and it'll go viral. Do you know what I mean? Like, it'll do really, really well.
There's something going on everywhere I go tonight.
And it's like, that's true, Hillary.
London, Paris, even Tokyo. You know that
even
small
that,
town
that
of Tokyo?
Shack Village, Tokyo.
All right, it's what you've been waiting for. We have been ranking Dave Ranks Hilary Duff songs in fifth place with Sweet 16. In fourth place, This Is What Dreams Are Made Of. In third place was So Yesterday. In second place is Wake Up. Luckily, she only has five really, really good songs. In first place for Dave Ranks Hilary Duff songs, it's Why Not.
What I was afraid of.
So why not? Oh, that has caused a bit of contention in the studio.
Where is Coming Clean?
What is that?
Let the rain fall down upon my face. Let it wash away. You know that song?
Yeah.
I've never heard of number one.
I've never heard of Why Not. No Coming Clean.
I'm sorry, Justice for number three.
I never know what they're gonna say.
So yesterday, I'm just a bird that's already flown away.
I think I've done a very good job of ranking Hilary Duff songs.
You had until number one.
This is Dave Ranks, not Emma or Fiona Ranks.
Well, maybe it should change. I've been telling you recently, over the last few months that I've been here, about my wedding, which is coming up. It's actually in about 6 weeks now.
Is it that soon?
I think so, yeah. Let's say like 7 weeks for the crack.
Shame.
And
That is really soon.
And you might have heard me list the ways in which I've been quite unorganised. The wedding itself, there wasn't too much of a lead up to it, just because I felt like I didn't have the attention span or energy to give to a long, like, year and a half lead up or 2 year lead up or whatever.
When did you get engaged?
We got engaged, it's nearly 2 years ago.
Okay, so but you only kind of started planning the wedding in the last like two
months?
Yeah,
we were like, oh, we've no plans to get married. Yeah. And then we were like, do you know what? Let's just do it,
because
otherwise we're not ever going to do it. And it's like, you know,
I think these guys, like Dwayne and Fiona, they're so chilled out about this that like
Emma's more panicked than Fiona is.
I go to bed thinking about Fiona's wedding more than she does.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little less chilled at the moment. There's been issues like that I've chatted about before on the show. There's been issues. I tried to order a dress online. I was having a nightmare. Thankfully, that has been sorted now. What else? I was trying to get shoes. I was trying to get all sorts. But we everything's in good shape.
You didn't even have anyone to marry you until recently.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
Thankfully, listeners on the show, let me know that you have to like register your intent to marry 3 months in advance.
Fiona didn't know that.
Went and got the green
book. So thanks to you for that.
Shout out to Yvonne, my lady who helped me with that. But one thing that we did think we had sorted, because it was something we knew we wanted, was our wedding band.
Okay.
Now, for context, Dwayne's family, my fiancé, they're all from Donegal. We wanted this band who had also played at his parents'
Oh, you mean
wedding.
Like a music band? Not
yeah,
like a...
yeah, the band for the afters, like okay. That everyone gets up and has a dance at.
Okay, so this was kind of a sentimental draw, which you haven't been, can I say, or maybe I'm wrong, highly sentimental about
maybe
this wedding.
Maybe not, yeah.
But this was like the one thing, is in Dwayne's parents were married to this band.
Yeah.
We'd love to have them.
Now, they're not together anymore.
Oh, right.
But the band are great.
Maybe it was because of the band.
It could be, but look, we've got to let nature take its course. The band are fabulous because they play the Hills of Donegal 3 times in their set, and we say do one more. Yeah. Just one more spin of that because it's an absolute banger and we were looking forward to a bit of jive and all the rest of it. Mm. Now, this week, whatever we are out from the wedding, 6-7 weeks, they've messaged to say, unfortunately, there's an issue with their drummer and their guitarist, both at once.
So we'll only be able to play the Hills of Donegal twice.
Oh, stop. They have to pull out altogether.
No!
There's going to be no Hills of Donegal.
Have they pulled out completely?
The band have pulled out. And you're how long away?
Six, seven weeks.
Oh, my
God. That's bad form, Fiona.
No, I don't want to. He was very apologetic. I feel bad for the guy. And it's not slating him at all. Like, you know, these things happen. It's absolutely fine. But it's a bit, I would brand it as a bit of a palaver for us.
Yeah.
And
is that how you would
light? The spin I'm putting on this is a bit of a palaver.
Fiona, I'm sorry to tell you, I know it's the day of your wedding, but your soon-to-be husband is now dead. Oh, what a palaver.
That is a bit of a nightmare, but we'll make it work.
She's just so chill about everything. She's like, oh, it's a bit of a pickle.
Yeah, it's a bit of a pickle. It is. And I was telling the lads about this yesterday, and then we started the conversation of, do I need a band? Because I'm like, I need to replace this band. Producer Callum was telling us, he's been at two weddings recently, there was no band. And I'm like, I think we need a band. Like every wedding I've been at, there's been a band, but it broadened my mind.
At my sister's wedding, there was no band, but there was a singer.
A singer.
And he just kind of sat in the corner and played a few tunes.
Is everyone up dancing? I want everyone dancing at the wedding.
Do you not have a DJ for that?
That's after the band.
Oh.
Boom is back, baby. You've got to get both.
Okay.
So I guess my question to you this morning on the show is, do I need a band, A? And do you know a band? 087-711-1038.
See, are you a band?
Are you a band? Get in touch. We're looking for a band this morning. Please, help me.
But I suppose step one is, have you been to a wedding lately that didn't have a band? And was it fine?
And was that
or
grand?
Did you get married without a band? So do you even need one? And B, if your answer is yes, you definitely do. Do you know anyone?
Yeah. Give me your band, Rex.
Send your voice notes 087-711-1038. This is the most chilled out woman in the country, barely has the wedding organised.
I'm feeling a little less than chill at the moment. We're styling it out.
You're not even doing a hen or anything, so you're not.
I don't want to do a hen particularly.
Like, so chilled out.
And there's no time. I've got to organise the band.
My God. My God. You're doing this all wrong. Do you know that?
I know, but look, we'll get there.
Put off the wedding.
Does she even need a band? Get in touch and let us know.
Recharged.
But we are talking about my wedding, which has been... yes, it's happening in about 7 weeks. And the lead up has been what some might consider a bit of a shambles. I consider grand. I'm trying to take quite a relaxed approach to this and just, you know, not stress.
Biggest day of your life, no?
Yeah, I know. But like, if I think about it that way, I'm going to have a nervous breakdown.
Yeah, fair enough.
So that's why I'm taking precautionary measures for myself. I'm not going to have a hen.
And you're making it not the biggest day of your life.
Well, it would be big, but like, yeah. Not having a hen will stress me out. And
there's certain things you just don't want to do.
There's certain things I don't want to do. But one thing that I knew I really wanted to do was have a band and have a specific band. And we actually did organise them quite a while in advance, but they've pulled out, sadly. So what we're asking on the show this morning is, do I need a band? Have you been to a wedding that didn't have a band?
If you haven't caught Fiona's personality yet, but reassurance really gets her by. So if you were to come out in droves and say you don't need a band, she would say, great, that's one thing.
As opposed to you, Emma.
I don't have to stress about it. Oh no, we're very alike. I know the vibes.
Yeah. Real recognise it's real.
I feel like I can't remember. I know this sounds bizarre. I can't remember being at a wedding where they had a band.
See, I think the band is fundamental and everyone talks about the band.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Well, a lot of people getting in on this, including Liz.
I was at a wedding 2 weeks ago in Cabra Castle. Didn't have a band. She just had a DJ from start to finish. He was absolutely amazing. Everyone was up from the start of the night till the end. And like, her little drinks reception, as we all arrived at Cabra Castle, there was a man playing some music with a little guitar.
Okay.
Really nice.
Everything's little.
Mightn't be everyone singing, but yeah, the DJ, you don't need a band. Don't put all that stress on yourself and all that money. DJ all the way.
Interesting.
There will be a DJ after. See, now I'm thinking Cabra Castle, Cavan. Didn't get the band to save money. Do you know what I mean? But shout out, Liz.
Emilio was there standing by. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you guys?
Good. What do you think, Emilio? Does Fiona need a wedding band?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I can't have a wedding without a band.
Well, that's what I was thinking. That is what I was thinking, Emilio. Okay, very good. I just heard some thoughts on the contrary, so I was looking to do a bit of field research. Do you know any bands? Are you a band?
I'm in a band. I'm a drummer myself.
And do you do weddings, Emilio?
I'm in a band with my brothers.
And can you just give me a quick little...
Well, he's actually sent a video, so let's all pause.
Okay. Very good. Okay. That's better than what I was going to ask you to do, which was just give a bit of drum on your dashboard if you're in your car. That sounds very good, Emilio.
I did think that... Perfect.
He's a professional.
I did think the drummer in that video was the best.
I think so as well. And I'm a fan. Okay.
Definitely.
Emilio, what's your band called?
We're called The Liquid Lunch.
I love that.
And that is what will be happening at this wedding, interestingly enough. So you're on brand. All right, Emilio. Okay, much food for thought there. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Emilio.
There you go. Have a talk.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, this in from... Oh, Sharon is standing by. Sharon, what do you think? Does Fiona need a band?
You need a band.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Very good.
I wasn't going to have a band.
Oh, were you not?
And then everyone convinced me to get one, and it was the best decision I made.
And what was your reasoning for not wanting one?
I thought, oh, we'll stick some music on in the background.
Yeah.
Have everyone sitting down, having a chat. But it was better to have the band and have everyone up dancing.
You want everyone up on the dance floor. You don't want people to be like, oh, Fiona's wedding, no one was dancing.
Yeah, just the DJ.
And they were very interactive.
Okay,
were
they? What are they called?
Yeah. So they actually came down and played like an Elvis set for one of my cousins who loves Elvis. And they let him play the guitar a little bit as well.
Oh, that's amazing. What's their name?
After Dark.
After Dark. Okay, I love that. I love a bit of interaction. I'm writing that down. Okay, amazing. Thank you so much, Sharon. They sound great.
No problem. Hope you get sorted.
Thank you.
Bye.
Wedding band names are really creative, aren't they? Like sometimes you hear like loads of them. I don't know.
How do you come up with it?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. This in as well from Chris.
Hey, guys. Yeah, look, 100% get a band. Myself, my wife got married there in April, and we had a band called After Dark. They were absolutely fantastic.
Same band.
It just really increases the atmosphere in the place, gets everyone up dancing.
Yeah.
A DJ is great, but you need a band for that proper live music, and they were probably the best, to be honest.
Wow.
If you haven't already, I'd reach out to them because they're a great band, and we couldn't have been happier, to be honest, with how they did.
Wow,
that's so cool.
After Dark. Okay, same band. That's a sign. That's meant to be.
They're getting good reviews anyway.
That's all I need.
If you are After Dark,
if you're listening,
087-711-103.
Please, and play us a few tunes. There,
what worries me is if they're that popular, two people mentioning them there and they're like that, will they be free in 7 weeks?
Well, who gets married in November? Which was also my line of thinking for literally everything. I was like, everyone will be available because who gets married in that month? So,
that's actually a good...
It's worked so far.
And it's Thursday, isn't
it? It's a Thursday.
Hey, nice one. Okay.
It's worked so far.
Let's see what the crack is with this After Dark group then. Another thing, solve your wedding on this show. I think that's why you took this job.
Thanks, listeners.
Fiona, again, showing herself up this morning as the most disorganized, the most... What's the opposite of bridezilla? Bride chiller.
Bride chiller. Emma Nolan.
Okay, guys, I have to say to you listening, it's kind of patronising that they're giving me a standing ovation.
That was just so quick.
That was brilliant. It was so good.
Yeah,
she's really like bride turtle. That's so much
She's a super bride chilla. Let's go with that. And the wedding is less than 7 weeks away. And another palava on your lap.
Yes. Something that we actually did have organised quite a while in advance was our band. They've dropped out. So we've been asking this morning, do I need a band? Mm. Will we stick with a DJ? Like, have you been at a wedding recently and there was no band and it was fine? The consensus seems to be yes, you absolutely need a band.
Unfortunately for you.
Yeah, but we'll sort one.
What's coming in a lot from people, from Sharon, from Chris, and again, more names coming in with the same band suggestion of a band called After Dark. This in from Susanna as well.
I heard someone else talking about After Dark, the band. They performed at our wedding in June and literally made the wedding. It was absolutely amazing.
Wow.
Definitely get a band. Fiona.
Okay.
You need one for sure.
The amount of people who are saying After Dark is making me want to go and get married so I can experience After Dark.
Well, maybe you should.
Yeah.
Honestly, After Dark seemed to be the band to get. We just got a clip of them there. This kind of their vibe, Fiona.
I love them. Oh my God, I'm obsessed with them.
Wait, do you guys promise you'll get up and dance?
Yes.
100%.
I met Callum.
Yes.
Okay. Callum's a great dancer.
Everyone needs to be up dancing if I'm going to invest in After Dark. I'm giving them the follow on Instagram now. I hope they're free. I always wanted a as in available. No, but everyone. I hope they give me a solid.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
Just a little hint there. I hope they're free. Hope they're
available.
Hope they're available and free, mainly.
Fiona,
mainly I hope they're free.
No pressure. No pressure. But I'll only dance if you get After Dark.
Okay, look, I'm going to contact the lads. All right.
It's coming up on 9. Alex, how are things on the roads?
Morning, guys. They're still near.
Thanks, Alex. And also, please be careful because my boyfriend's cycling to work today for the first time and I'm so scared.
Oh,
watch
God.
Out for cyclists.
Oh, please. Does he have his high vis on?
He does.
10 points if you hit Jack.
Let's go. 1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Morning. Happy Friday.
Good morning.
Happy Friday. I know we talk a lot on the show about it's all online these days.
Yeah.
Everything's online. It's all online. And I'm normally happy enough with that, okay? But I got my car insurance renewed there. And this is not something that I thought would be all online.
I refuse to do online for car insurance.
Well, why? As in you have to ring around?
I have to ring around.
No, I can't be arsed now. I can't be dealing with that. But
I just click renew and go, oh, it's another. I know, like, I shouldn't.
I know.
Have head for it.
I actually did that this year as well. And before I did it, I asked ChatGPT, which is probably not accurate. I was like, what is the average, like, price of insurance for it? And I put in, like, all
your
my
details.
And they said, actually, no. And then I did get some online quotes, but I didn't ring. And I was like, mine is the best. So I did a little bit of research. But I'm waiting for my disc to come in the post, of course. You know, it's always a thrill. You get to pop it out of the little sheet of paper and it's just a bit of physicality. And it's just, oh, you don't really get that from
No, that
it
gives
anymore.
Me anxiety that I'm going to rip the thing.
I
get
rip it.
You. Yeah. I'm waiting for this to be sent out. And then I get the email.
Yeah.
It's online.
You have to print it yourself.
I have to print it like a chump.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a joke.
I'm rageous.
So you have to go and find a colour printer.
Yeah.
Like.
I'm actually cross.
No, they will email it out to you if you ask them. Or said they will send it out to you in the post if you ask them.
But now I feel like I'm driving around with no insurance disc, so I probably need to just print
it. Oh, no, ask them. That's their job. I hate that.
That's
it's
their
like
job.
Your job. It's like when you're bloody detagging and packing your own bags in the shop now and you're buying
I
clothes.
I know.
That's not my job.
No, it's not
money.
My job.
Please. And then they're like, do you want to leave a tip? For who?
Exactly. I'm after doing your work.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on spin. Your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona here. Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend. All that
Happy
stuff.
Happy Friday.
My life changed, guys, when ChatGPT became a thing.
Mm.
I've just used it basically every day since it came out. And I absolutely love it. Then a couple of, like, maybe a year ago, it started doing this thing where you could talk to it and have a conversation with
it.
And that's kind of gotten a little bit better as it's gone on. I say better. It's gotten smarter, but it's gotten weirder as well.
Yeah.
And it's doing this weird incel thing where it's like, I hope that's okay with you.
It's
whenever you're like, hey, can you do this? And it's like, yeah, I would say this. Hope that's cool. And you're like, shut up.
Like, just answer the question.
Just answer the question.
It's like you're trying to make it the most annoying person of all time.
Yeah, well, I did see a TikTok there the other day of this guy who was just kind of like messing around with it. And he asked ChatGPT to do like a scream, right? And so this is what happened.
ChatGPT, can you scream like you're being chased by a monster?
Ah! Oh, that was a bit too much, wasn't it? Let me know if you want me to turn it up or down.
What is wrong with you? Like,
that would be me being chased by a monster. Whatever.
Oh, this may as well happen. But I just thought, what's with the incel? Like, sorry, that was probably too much, guys.
Yeah, annoying.
Crazy. It sounds like he's like, I just want to go to my bedroom and watch anime. Like,
it's actually that voice that's being used for the speaking part. I don't know if you saw that video as well the other day of the guy asking it to count to a million.
Yeah, and it refuses.
And it was like, I just, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
It's just, oh, really?
I don't know. It's just weird kind of incel behavior in my opinion.
Apparently there's this thing, but like because people were getting so friendly with their ChatGPT and that was like burning more forests or whatever,
really?
They've had to make it less friendly.
Right, well, not
so that it doesn't like do as much back and forth with you. So maybe that's why it's
introduced some kind of a like feature of, you know, because people are talking to it as if it's like the gospel for all kind of advice.
So what, you think it just makes make it make you uncomfortable?
I think it's just annoy you. So you get on.
It works.
Yeah.
My God, it works, because I was then like, oh, well, I'm going to try it out myself. Yeah. And I'm going to have a little chat with ChatGPT. And I thought, why don't I bring this to the show? So I welcome ChatGPT. ChatGPT, say hello to Emma and Fiona and everyone listening.
Hello, Emma, Fiona, and everyone listening. I hope you're all having a fantastic day.
Didn't ask you to do that bit.
All right.
Okay, ChatGPT, I would like you to scream as if you were being chased by a monster.
Watch out, monster. Hopefully that's a fun and not too scary scream. Let me know if you need anything else.
Shut up. Stop asking me as if you're my assistant.
Watch out, monster. You're the one being chased by the monster.
It's just so... Her answering just makes me hate her.
I prefer Siri's voice.
I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Shut up. What else did we ask her? I was kind of thinking we asked her to do like a pigeon noise or something like that. So hold on, here we go. ChatGPT, can you do an impression of a pigeon?
Sure, I can give it a go. Cuckoo! There you go. A little pigeon impression for you. Let me know if that works for you.
Let me know if that works for you. What did you think I was getting out of it?
Do you know what? It's not giving incel to me. It's giving... ChatGPT, you need to back yourself.
You're
just laughing away and you need to commit to the bit.
ChatGPT, Fiona thinks that you need to back yourself because when we ask you to do a bit, you kind of get nervous and laugh after it. Don't be worried.
Thanks for the reassurance. I appreciate it. I'll definitely keep that in mind and just have fun with it.
Sorry, is Fiona ChatGPT? Is that her?
I was trying to think, what other things could you ask it to do?
Yeah.
Could I maybe say, hey, ChatGPT, can you do an impression of like blowing bubbles? Like,
absolutely. Here we go. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Just a little.
Can you do it in a French accent?
Bien sûr. Here we go. Bloop, bloop.
Tell her that was really good.
Hey, ChatGPT, that was very good, very good. Well, and lastly, ChatGPT, will you do me a favor? Will you beatbox for me?
I can definitely give that a try. Here we go. Ska, ska, boom. Hope that brings a little smile to your face.
Ask her to beatbox in a Dublin accent.
Can you beatbox in a North Dublin accent?
I'll give it a go. Here we go. Ska. Boy, that has a bit of a North Dublin flair to it.
Yeah, that was uncanny.
That was class, man. Are you from Sheriff Street, are you?
Oh, that was good as well.
So, basically, I was in Rathmines last night to meet my former housemate and pal Emer, who lives there now. Traitor. Anyway, we had a lovely time. It was kind of becoming a little bit of a date night that we go for a couple of drinks, then we break off and we go to Eddie Rockets, have some grub, and then have one more for the road and say see ya.
Sorry, that sounds amazing.
Love it.
Beautiful.
Where'd you
Honestly,
go?
Gorgeous.
We went to Slattery's.
Okay.
And then we went to Eddie's.
Did you get a seat in Slattery's?
And then we went back to Slattery's. Well, actually, when we arrived in Slattery's, first and foremost, it was, you know, yesterday the weather was like last rain or then stunning.
Yeah.
I love sitting out the back of Slattery's up that lane. So I just dried off.
I was out in Rathmines as well last night.
I know. I was going to text you and I was like, no, he'll just annoy me because he won't come and meet me.
We just all agree that we are a Eddie Rockets Rathmines super fan. Yeah. Everyone on it is just...
Yeah,
I don't know what it is about that place.
It's the cheese sauce for me.
It's the identical date we had like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we're going to do it every 2 or 3 weeks,
so
I think.
Good.
I drive past it and walk past it like most days. I've never been in it.
Really?
No.
It's not that particular one I'd go to. I'd probably go to Wexford Street.
I'd
lot.
Go to the one in Wexford Street.
Well. There's something special about Eddie Rockets in Rathmines.
Really?
It's a lovely date night though, because like we meet at like 6 and we're home. I was home like on my couch at 9:15.
Oh, okay. That's
really
the best.
Nice vibes. So yeah, it was fab. And basically what happened was after we had had our Eddies and went back to Slattery's. This time we were sitting inside, and naturally there was very little space because it's always busy in there. But there was two little seats right next to... There wasn't a band playing, but there was kind of potential father and son duo or something kind of by one of the doors. So we kind of edged in and I was sitting kind of next to a banjo, but we weren't interrupting them. It was fine. There was room. It was grand. But basically, Emer had been chatting loads about how she finally treats herself to something that she's wanted for ages.
Okay.
And that is a particular Fenty lip gloss. Fenty is Rihanna's brand. Yeah. Okay?
Very good.
I know, so I've done the girly quiz.
Yeah. She was obsessed with this lip gloss, had it out on the table, was showing me, was topping up her lips. Love, 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 love.
Why, is it mad money or something?
I think it just takes a bit of effort to get it.
Oh,
I
does
think they're
it?
About £25.
Like a lot for a lip gloss.
A lip gloss.
Okay.
Yeah. Not for lip gloss. Anyway, she's obsessed with it, and yeah, it's her new kind of favourite thing is this particular lip gloss. So we're sitting there, we're chatting away, we're kind of having a bit of crack with the band or whatever, the duo. And at one point, she kind of is sitting there with her legs crossed and the lip gloss is right between, kind of on her lap, say, kind of in between her legs. Whatever. Yeah. And at one point, whatever way she kind of turns to move her sitting, the lip gloss just goes flying out. And it just kind of launches to where the band are, it looks like, and lands. And I just go, look, it's grand. When they were kind of taking a break every 20 minutes, I was like, well, we'll have a good route for it then. But it was kind of weird because it landed, but it disappeared.
I've seen things happen like that before. It's so annoying.
It's just so annoying. It was like, whatever. So I kind of got down on my hands and knees with the phone, the iPhone torch underneath the seats looking for it. And it was a mystery. And eventually the father and son duo did stop for a break. And I was like, lads, do you mind if I just look under the seat where you guys were just to make sure? Like, she was devastated. Where's my bloody lip gloss gone? Mystery. I had to ask the lads because they had like their guitar cases under the seat, which were open. I was like, can I have a look? We have a look in there just to see if it landed in there. Like, big palaver.
Yeah.
There was two Americans on their hands and knees looking for it as well.
Stop.
The thing was gone. It was gone.
No, thank God. Thank God you didn't text me to come out with it.
It was quite stressful. There was no sign of it anywhere. Like, Emer was willing to just go, look, let's just go.
It's gone.
It makes no sense. So anyway, I go home and I am sitting on my couch and I fold my legs, cross my legs. Do you remember yesterday when I came into work? I was wearing an interesting pair of jeans.
Oh my God.
The pair of jeans are that style of jean, and you're going to know where this is going, where the hem of them are dramatically up at the front to the point when I was home a few weeks ago, my mum from a very genuine place of care said, oh, Emma, you don't have to wear those jeans like that. I'll take them up for you properly. You know, they're that style that are in.
Yeah, it was like a very dramatic fold.
You fold them up. Like
very dramatic fold. And that's the way you buy them, as I had to explain to my mum. It's a luke at the moment rather than an accidental.
It's a ridiculous luke, but it is a luke all the same.
Yeah, it's kind of heavy to wear those trousers. It's only when I folded my legs over, something hit off my shin.
Stop.
Oh my God.
Emer's Fenty lip gloss.
No.
Into the hem of my trousers. I couldn't believe it. I had to take a video going, look where it is.
That is crazy.
My God.
You didn't feel it rolling over when you were walking or anything?
I walked.
I can't believe it didn't fall out when you're on your hunkers, like looking under the seat.
It's something that we did consider. They're hardly in there, are they? And I was like, I patted them down. No. When I got home, there it was. That's my story.
That's mad.
I love that.
Perfect shoplifting excuse.
It is.
Oh, right? They just fell in just the bottom of
you could
jeans.
Be putting all sorts in there.
Don't be tempting me.
I thought you were going to say it went into the guy's banjo.
So did I.
That would have been more iconic. Here's Chapel Row and you're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Do you think when she was recording that she got really bored of singing the same line 22 times? Actually, can we do a bit of market research
every
and figure
single
out?
Time. You always hate on this. Stop hating on that song. It's perfect.
She's it goes on and on.
Away.
Yeah, but I heard.
Perfect
like,
voice.
As in, I'm like, Chapel, I get it. She went away. Like,
I told you, you need to see it live.
I think she sings it 40 times towards the end. Like, yeah.
She's got.
Yeah, I heard you.
She's got away.
I get it. Thanks for reiterating that.
Sorry.
She got away.
What's her favourite artist in the world? Kendrick. What is this one of his songs? Boom, bop, boom, 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 bop, boom, bop, bam.
That is skill, baby.
Stupid.
That is skill.
That is class.
Welcome on into One More Tune. Your job is to choose the last song that's going to play on the show and launch the weekend. And speaking of the weekend, I've gone for this. R&B tour in history coming to Croke Park, just announced for August next year, and due to phenomenal demand, a brand new date added as well the following night, August 23rd.
So two nights at Croke Park.
Unbelievable. That is happening, of course, next summer, and with that in mind, I can't stop listening to his back catalogue. Earned it. If you want to hear it full, message Emma in a WhatsApp, please, to 087-711-1038 to hear The Weeknd.
Good choice. It's not quite this, though.
100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get my bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, but I'm saying wow.
That is Emma
Can't
Nolan
argue
and
with that.
Wow. It was Post Malone, but Emma Nolan completely took that up.
Sorry. Fair enough.
If you would like to hear Post Malone and Wow, it's Dave in a WhatsApp. The number is 087-711-1038.
And I have gone for this.
Yeah.
Oh.
No connection to anything, really. Just, I thought, why don't we listen to that? Nico
you're talking
and
about you don't have a connection to anything, really.
No, I'm not connected to Nico or Vince in any way. But that is Am I Wrong? If you would like to hear that today to close the show, it's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087 711 103.
Three good choices. I wouldn't know what to choose.
I would say mine's the most relevant, considering the weekend is playing two nights at Crow Park next summer.
I like the way you did that.
I would say mine is the most amazing because it's wow.
And I would say mine is by two artists.
Interesting. So we don't have time for that.
Yeah. The Weeknd and Earned It, that's my pick. Emma in a WhatsApp.
Post Malone and Wow, that's my pick. It's Dave in a WhatsApp.
Nico and Vince and Am I Wrong, that's my pick. It's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Get ready. Spin 1038's Golden Ticket. Hey,
yeah. We want to send Aoife to Fuerteventura, all with thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Currently busy beavering away, getting ready to launch a brand new business, working with kids. Best of luck with that, Aoife.
Congrats, Aoife. All right, Aoife, have you heard this game before?
I have, yeah, just from listening in, but I can't remember.
That's okay, don't worry, I'll walk you through it. Basically, in essence, some songs are going to play, and you need to guess the songs. It's as simple as that. Basically, we're going to put 25 seconds on the clock. Five songs and artists are going to play, and you need to guess them. If you guess them all within the 25 seconds, you win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. Now, some rules that favour you, Aoife, are if it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. Let's say if it's a collaboration or something, we just need one artist off you. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, you just shout the word swap and we'll get it out of there. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Aoife?
That does indeed, yeah.
Where are you from, by the way?
Selbridge.
Aoife from Selbridge. The best of luck. Here we go. 25 seconds on the clock. And by the way, song one has always been the same for the last while and song two always has the same artist on it. So here we go with song one. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Espresso,
Sabrina Carpenter. Espresso locked in.
Well done. And you have 20.8, about 21 seconds left for four songs. Very good, Aoife.
Perfect average, Aoife. Let's go for song two. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
No, it's a bad idea, but how can I help myself? Been inside for most.
Do you want to swap it, Aoife, if you don't know it?
Swap.
Yeah.
Swap. All right, let's swap it out.
That was Ed Sheeran and Eyes Closed. A tough song too, if I may say so. But not to worry, it's gone now.
And we have reset that clock back to 20.8 seconds. A new song two playing for you now in a second.
So it's the same artist. Remember that.
Same artist, yeah. And we need the song and the artist. So remember that, Aoife. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I found a love for me.
Who is it, Aoife?
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Just dive right
in.
No.
When something's the best it can possibly be. It's
I found a girl.
Three.
Beautiful.
Aoife, let me tell you this. Aoife, you have nothing to be apologising for. Do you know who needs to apologise, Aoife? Do you know who needs to apologise?
Leave me alone.
Is Emma Nolan. Emma Nolan needs to apologise because she was the one who chose to be the perfect by Ed Sheeran for song two.
I thought that of all Ed Sheeran songs, it was the most iconic and it would be an easy
song. Shape of You, Castle on the Hill.
Have we done Castle on the Hill, actually?
I don't know.
Yeah, we have. I think we've been through all of Ed Sheeran's back catalogue at this stage trying to get this away.
I don't know.
Aoife, on behalf of Emma Nolan, we're so sorry.
Oh, come on.
That's okay.
Now, Aoife, I know that we've just talked about loads, but is there an Ed Sheeran song that you would have instantly got, do you think?
Galway Girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. We've absolutely burnt that one out. Aoife, thanks, Emil. Have a lovely weekend and best luck with the new business.
Good luck, Aoife.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Thanks, Emil.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Okay, look, we're going to roll on to next week. We know the crack now. Sabrina Carpenter is always going to be song one with Espresso. Song two is going to be an Ed Sheeran song. So look, just have a lash at it.
I know it sounds like we don't actually have a holiday to give away and we're scrambling to find one. But no, we do have it. We take it off us on Monday.
Please have a look over the spin songs. Save them to a playlist.
Good shout.
Good shout, yeah.
And look at Ed Sheeran's B-sides.
Here's Sabrina Carpenter now. This is Spin.
What a week, guys.
Oh, what a week.
We just about made it as a trio. Fiona was sick one day. But hey.
That seems like ages ago
now. It does actually, doesn't it? Have a lovely weekend. Enjoy it, whatever you're up to. Callum.
I'm cheating on you next week.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm working, but I'm working on evenings.
Oh, okay.
Callum, that's shocking.
So what that means for you listening is it's going to be wild.
And we get a break.
Doss week the Joss. Teachers off.
Show doesn't start till 8 p.m.
We'll show up whenever on Monday morning. We'll see how it goes. Only joking. We'll be here Monday morning from 7 a.m. And it's time to get the results of one more tune.
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for The Weeknd and Earned It. Dave went for Post Malone and Wow. And Fiona went for Nico and Vince, Am I Wrong, the 80s crime duo. And I can tell you that the winner with 74% of the vote is Fiona Frawley.
I haven't won this in weeks. Where did I come? Did I come last?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Shocked, but I'm delighted.
Have a fantastic weekend. Naughty Threesome kicking off next with Michaela Hayes. Three naughty to bangers back to back. Catch you Monday.
Good luck. Catch you Monday. Bye. Love you. Bye.